In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning. Beloved in Christ, Father Josiah, and Father Luke, Archdeacon George, and the Protodeacon Eli. The cantors, the choir members, the parish council, the servers, the organizations, the visitors, everyone present here. God be with all of you. As I said to Father Josiah, that building this beautiful church spiritually and physically has a price. You know, we have this holy community growing. Many people find their way to the Lord Jesus Christ. As I said, the day of the consecration of this beautiful and magnificent church, I said, we preach, we evangelize, we use the words, we use iconography, the icons, also another way of preaching, another way of sanctifying ourselves, coming closer to God because of the icons, identifying ourselves with the icons because we are the living icons. So there is another way of preaching and evangelizing to people. The building, the architecture, this is not a human, this is not a secular design or architecture, but it is a Byzantine church. This is a church architecture. So God's speaking to us in many, many ways, and even through this building. So that's why it's not by accident when we pass by a church, when we pass by an Orthodox church, we make the sign of the cross. We receive a blessing even from looking at the church from a distance. You know, the church, building a church, meant to be another book, another way of evangelization. Let me tell you this. It happened, really, like here. It happened in Tucson, Arizona. After we finished building that beautiful church, it's not like this 100%, but it's beautiful. Many people, even the police station next door from the church, they were questioning, the police officers, they were questioning whether this church is a mosque or something else. So the church has attracted the police to come into the church. They walked into the church. They said to the priest, they never have seen anything like that. Many people live in the neighborhood. They saw a building, beautiful building, you know, like finished. It's unusual. It's unusual. It is the reflection of what we practice. Our faith is not, you know, papers and books and wood and metal and furniture and something like that. Our faith is the power and the wisdom of God. And we heard it a few days ago when we celebrated the exaltation of the cross. You know, the faith, the Orthodox faith, the Orthodox architecture, the Orthodox beauty, if you like, to some secular people is foolishness. Nothing. Waste of money, waste of time. But for us who have been saved, it is the power and the wisdom of God. Another beautiful saying. You know, when we put the vestments, when we put the vestments on the bishop, sometimes we do it, we do the vesting outside here in the soleil, in the center. But it takes time, extra time, so that's why, you know, like we do it quietly inside. And the deacons, while I am putting every piece of my vestments, they do the prayer. And all that prayer comes from the Old Testament. So we practice, we read everything, you know, like here, from the Holy Bible. From the Old Testament and from the New Testament. We practice it. Not only plain reading, but we practice it. We live it every single moment. So, a bishop was putting a piece after a piece of his vestment on himself. And a young girl said to him, "Sayyidna, the more you put vestments on yourself, the more you disappear." This is very true, beloved in Christ. Meaningful and powerful. This saying coming from a little human being. The Bible and the service on Palm Sunday tells us to have all the wisdom from the infant, from the mouth of infants. So the more you put, the more we put vestments, we disappear in order Jesus to appear. So, whether in this building, whether in icons, whether in papers, whether in beautiful music, whether beautiful chanting and beautiful choir, Jesus to appear, and we have to disappear, not as a human being. We will never disappear until He tells us to disappear. But here it means that the sinfulness has to disappear. The sinfulness has to disappear. So today, this beautiful passage from St. Luke. How to put everything together in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter, Simon, the other disciples, because of their faith, because of their obedience to the word and to the preaching, so they got the fish. They spent the whole night without getting any fish. But in the name of Jesus, they got a great amount of fish. So that's why they left everything. They forgot about fish. They forgot about their father and nets and everything. And they followed Jesus. They followed Jesus. Beloved in Christ, every Sunday the same message is delivered to all of us. Don't get sick of that. This is wrong. This is wrong. Some people said, oh, we've been practicing this divine liturgy from the 4th century. We have to have a new thing, a new fashion, a new model. That is nonsense. That is blasphemy. What happened 2,000 years will never ever change. So that's why we call ourselves Orthodox. So not every day we invent a new religion. That is like Hollywood, you know, like philosophy, not ours. Not ours. So the same message, if you hear it, you know, like the same. Father Josiah is the same. He is the same person. He is the same human being. He has sometimes, most of the time, he has to repeat himself. What's the big deal with that? We have to change, not the divine liturgy, not the church. We have to adjust, not the church. You know, I don't want to be judgmental, but let me tell you something, expression, we use it, and very meaningful, and it explains what I am saying. It helps you understand. During the fast, Advent, or Lent, you know, we don't do marriages, right? We don't do marriages. We don't do many things in the church. Why? Because our concentration, our focus is on the holiness of that period of time. While somewhere else, I don't want to say names, somewhere else, all come to us, you know, like even in Lent or in Advent, so we do marriages and whatever. See the difference here. Those who do that, they little the church, they adjust the church according to the people's needs. While us, as Orthodox, we lift ourselves to adjust with heaven and with the church, not the opposite. So please understand the church more and more. Some places they fight over money, they fight over power, they fight over ethnicity, they fight over everything. They forget, they miss the whole point of the church. So that's why in some places I said to them, and I did it on purpose, and I offended them. I said, you have a beautiful church, but you have a beautiful building, but you don't have a church yet. So thank God, here we have a church, that church, and we have the building. So that's why, beloved in Christ, I told Father Josiah, because St. Andrew has become this much of a loving and a beacon of hope to many. So I decided to visit this holy community at least once a month. Every month. So even if I will adjust, talking about adjustment, I am the master of my schedule. So I go wherever I like to go. So this holy community should not be left without the hierarchical presence So every month or every 5 weeks, you will see me here. And this is not a blessing for you only, but it is a blessing for me as well. So beloved in Christ, all of us today, all of us, through obedience and through devotion and through sincere and deep faith, not only sentimental. You know, I said to you once, oh, we love Father Josiah. Okay, that is true. We love him. But we have to love the one Father Josiah is serving. We love this bishop or that. Okay, fine. But we love their ministry more. So you and I, beloved in Christ, now we have to get ready. To get ready and to start evangelizing our youth in particular, everywhere. Our families, our neighbors. Our voice has to be heard. The Orthodox voice has to be heard by the entire area here. So everyone is carrying Orthodoxy in his heart and in his practice. So in obedience, through obedience, and through divinity, and through sanctification, we will be able to catch a great amount of fish. But this time, not from the ocean, not from the water, but from the ocean of this life. They asked me millions of times, the reason and the mystery makes me go to Alaska every year. So I said, I am a fisherman. So immediately they thought that I go for a vacation and fish and go fishing and everything. No, no, believe me. I know nothing in Alaska except from the airport to the church and from the church back to the airport, and that's it. I've been living in downtown in Los Angeles for 16 years. If I tell you now, I don't know how to go to downtown of Los Angeles. So I don't care about places and to see views and to see, you know, like beautiful places and museums and everything, although I like that. But while I'm doing this ministry, I have no time for anything else except to be a fisherman, a true fisherman, and bring people, good people, devout people like you into the faith. So beloved in Christ, this is what we do in the church. We pray spiritually, our mind, our whole being prays in order to practice the faith, not sentimentally, but deeply and spiritually. So let us be the pious people. Let us be the fisherman, the fisher of man. And let us praise God through in what we are doing. So I pray for you to grow and to consider your salvation, beloved in Christ. You know, after a while from now, when we pass this life, we don't give answers anymore. What has been done or already has been done, so we cannot change it. So what we do at this moment will be counted for us and will be a positive credit for us. So let us do it. Let us overcome all these human weaknesses and human differences, and let us focus on the kingdom of God, which is no place, you know, like far away from us, within us. The kingdom of God is within us. Or we get it, we gain it, or we miss it. If we miss it, you know, like we look like blind. It was like very close to us and we didn't see it. So I pray for you, I pray for the clergy, I pray for everyone today, and for the peace in Syria, in the region, in the Middle East, in everywhere. You know what is taking place there is so horrible. And many people, innocent people, Christians have been killed. They have nothing to do with politics or with war or with money or with this, just because they are Christians. Just because they are Christians. And we have seen this in Iraq before. So I pray with all of you that this is not the case in Syria or any other places. May God, the merciful God, grant us healing and reconciliation and all His protection. Thank you.